Rick Dantzler, Chief Operating Officer, CRDF.
And we are here at the International Research Conference for HLB, and I just kind of wanted to pick your brain first and foremost on what you think of the conference and what there is to be gained by getting together like this.
Well, it's been good for me to associate names with faces. A lot of the people I've met out here I've been corresponding with or talking to on the telephone, so that's been good. I think there's real merit in the industry nationally and internationally getting together occasionally to talk about what's going on in their home states and their home countries. Each state is a little bit different, of course. Each country is a little bit different, of course. But for the most part, the disease behaves the same regardless of where it is. So we have a lot that we can learn from each other.
And that was one of the main points that you were making was you brought up the spirit of cooperation and coordination, and just events like these kind of highlight that.
That's right. We disagree, but we don't need to be disagreeable about it. And there are times when we think that a particular issue has a different twist in Florida than it might in California. But we have to respect those differences, understanding where we come from, obviously, but try to find common ground and make sure that we're spending tax money wisely and not duplicating research and that sort of thing. That's, to me, something that I've seen. Knowing what a state has done from a research standpoint is helpful so that you're not doing the same thing in another state. And that can happen, so that's part of why it's good to get together occasionally.
And making sure there's some coordination, so you're not duplicating research. You mentioned scaling up that knowledge. Now we've come a long way. We've accumulated quite a bit of information. Now the next step is going to be taking it to the next stage.
Yeah, that's right. That's something we've heard from growers as well as legislators. My guess is the legislators heard it from the same growers that we're hearing it from, and that's the way it's supposed to work. But funders want some of this knowledge to result in a benefit to growers. If we're not helping growers, what's the point? So that's our goal, is to scale up this basic knowledge that we've learned through basic research to a commercial setting, to find out if it's going to be able to help growers in real-life scenarios.
Because at the end of the day, all this research, all this knowledge is for the growers. It's to keep the industry and the growers thriving and profitable.
That's right. I mean, we're not funding research to support the research industrial complex. We're funding research to solve problems for growers. And that is the essence of that is applied research, where you take what you've learned in the lab or the greenhouse and you scale it up to a commercial scale to see if it can work in a commercial application.
And lastly here, I don't think I've got this quote direct, but it's not an industry, but the industry. I think your passion for citrus kind of shined through, and you got that an ovation in the middle of what you were talking about.
Yeah, that was nice. But, it has been the industry that has given Florida as much of its identity over the last 100 years as anything else. We've got beaches, we've got sun, we've got a lot of those things too. But in terms of an industry, the Florida citrus industry has been what's put us on the map to a large extent. And I just can't imagine a state without a viable commercial industry. Florida without citrus is like peanut butter without jelly. So we have to save this industry.